Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you. Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
On today's wrestling news, is Triple H back in NXT.
A major update when Charlotte Flair may return to WWE.
And the son of a Hall of Famer is no longer with WWE.
I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I'm Phil James.
Oh. This news.
So, straight into it, Triple H is back in NXT.
Yay!
So this is coming from John Pollock. Of Post Wrestling. And he said that Triple H was back in the Performance Center on Wednesday doing a big speech to everyone. Mm. And in that speech, he stated he's back. Although it's unclear what exactly that means. He could just be back for the day.
Yeah.
Alvarez later on confirmed it, though, on the Wrestling Observer Radio, where he went on to say that Triple H mentioned that there was... that he was there for business reasons and he couldn't say why yet. So, interesting things going on with Triple H and NXT. Obviously, there's a bit of change going on within WWE corporate structure at the minute.
Yeah.
And this may well be a slight part of it, you never know. But Triple H back down there in NXT with some business to do.
To be honest, nothing surprises me with the whole structure of WWE right now. Like you say, all the Vince stuff. Steph is now interim CEO and chairwoman. Trips obviously had the cardiac event, and we thought, you know, he put his boot, left his boots in the ring, and we thought that might not just be him done with wrestling in terms of in the ring. He might just be done, like you say, with everything. Yeah, and Steph was going to take time off for family stuff. No, Triple H is back in NXT. To what extent that means, I have no idea. I mean, let's be honest, judging by the viewing figures that came out, Vince has fixed NXT. Was it six... 600 and some odd thousand?
Dynamite only got 700 and some odd thousand.
Is the Wednesday Night War not quite over yet, basically?
NXT's making a miraculous comeback.
Tony D is leading the charge. Yeah, I'm intrigued to see what this... I've got to be honest, NXT 2.0 and Triple H's NXT are... This was a phrase, diametrically opposed.
Yes, they do not fit together.
But...
There's probably a middle ground in there somewhere that is actually a really good product for WWE.
What I'd like to see is sort of like, maybe not to quite the extent that he took it, but you remember the Paul Heyman version of SmackDown of like, one for you, one for me. One like sexy segment which doesn't make any bloody sense. Yeah. One incredibly amazing tag team wrestling match or whatever it
is. But it's like, if you compare the sort of talent acquisition of Triple H's NXT, the amount of talent that went through that company is insane, and you pair that with the sports entertainment value of NXT 2.0. Like, the point of NXT 2.0 is to get people ready for the main roster, which is to basically entertain Vince McMahon. So if you can take the talent that Triple H has managed to get and teach them how to entertain Vince McMahon, you might actually get something that really works.
Yeah, I think all that people have said since NXT 2.0 is, depending on how you feel about it, they're very green, a lot of them, obviously.
Yes.
But it should be less difficult for them to transition to the main roster, because Vince won't take a look at them and go, ugh, what's this? You need to be completely repackaged into a human dog or whatever it may be. I do like the idea that I've just invented in my head that Trips has just not watched NXT since he left.
He just thinks it's exactly
he walks
the same.
In, he's like, hey, where's my guys?
Where's Gogo?
Where's Johnny? Where's Tommy?
Where's John?
What? Where's Pete?
Where's Kyle?
And he's like, hey, I know that big guy. How's it going, Walter? He's called Gunther now. He's what?
He just walks in and it's Shawn Michaels crying and Lilo in the corner going, what have they done to him?
What the hell is that? That's Tiffany Stratton, bitch. I'm very excited.
Yeah.
I'm intrigued to see what happens next. We'll keep you posted with any developments with it. But, yeah, exciting time for NXT, and it's official, the Wednesday Night Wars aren't quite over. I didn't think we were going to get there with this story, but apparently that's where we've stumbled into. Anyway, let's talk a little bit about Charlotte Flair. She's been missing since she had her arm kayfabe broken by Ronda Rousey at WrestleMania Backlash in a really good outing, let's be perfectly honest.
Yep.
Now, that's the kayfabe reason. In reality, of course, she's gone away to marry the beautiful Andrade El Idolo. That happened on the 27th of May in a ceremony attended by the likes of Ric Flair, Rey Mysterio, Finn Balor, and Nia Jax. Okay. But also, the latest report, according to Wrestling Inc., is that she'll be back just after my birthday.
So you know when that is,
obviously. You know when that... It's the 12th of August is when she's going to be advertised. Well, my birthday is the 8th of August. You already knew that. It's a Monday. Make sure you send gifts because there's the weekend just before.
My birthday comes before that, though. Mine's
you know, you can remember, Phil's, because that's my wedding anniversary. You don't need to remember what it is.
But... stole my birthday.
Thanks for coming to my wedding.
Thanks for throwing me a birthday party.
Anyway, Charlotte Flair is being advertised for a SmackDown taping in Raleigh, North Carolina on the 12th of August, which, if you work that out, means that she will probably miss SummerSlam. SummerSlam, of course, going down on the 30th of July this year, which makes a lot of sense, I think, in terms of good. I don't want her to be rushed back anytime soon. She doesn't need to be rushed back for some emergency storyline at SummerSlam, in my opinion. You can easily make a very good card from what you've got already. Yeah, you've already got, what, Roman versus Brock in the Last Man Standing match. Maybe even Westbury. Theory versus John Cena for the US title. Ooh. That would be lush. And then you've got, you know, the likes of Ronda and Bianca and what have you. And Charlotte's not going to be facing either of them anytime soon, I feel. But yes, 12th of August, SmackDown taping. It looks like she will be returning to WWE. I always say this. Do this more often, not just because people have to go off and get married. Make them go away so I miss them a little bit.
Yeah, 100% normalise taking a bit of time off. It gives them time to just reset in fans' minds or whatever. And when they come back, mm-hmm. you're like, oh, I remember her. She was really good. You don't remember the, oh, she was placed above everyone else. And we don't like to be like
She's not left for 3 years.
Normalise having a little bit of an off-season. You don't have to do it with everyone all at the same time. Obviously, stagger it about a little bit. But having a bit of an off-season, that's why, like, TV shows, they build excitement when they're not on TV.
Stranger Things. Season.
You can do that with individual superstars. And it kind of makes sense. And yeah, it'll build up anticipation and excitement for when she returns. And like you say, I'm glad it's not going to be at SummerSlam. Like, after it, reset after SummerSlam.
Yes.
And then you can move towards whatever's after SummerSlam. I don't even know anymore.
Clash at the Castle, which we'll be doing an event for. Clash near the Castle. Tickets on sale tomorrow, 12 p.m. We'll send out all the details as and when we get.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
But Phil, should we talk about, wait a second, Mr. Foley's baby boy?
Yes, we should.
See what I did there?
Because he has been caned from WWE. I mean, he's not really. The son of Mick Foley, Dewey Foley, used to be a writer within WWE. He is not anymore. PW Insider reported that he has recently departed, with one source saying sort of late April he left the company. Now, he started in January 2016.
Wow.
Which is so goddamn long ago now. Which is just
that was pre-pandemic. Life was good then.
And he was a writer on NXT during most of his time. He was also the lead writer of 205 Live for a little bit.
Wow.
Which I didn't know before researching this story. And he tweeted out saying afterwards, after the PW Insider report went out, just saying, "Thank you. I put my freaking heart into NXT and the Performance Center. I learned so much about myself there. Definitely the most rewarding and gratifying time I had there." Dewey Foley gone with the company. It was his dream to be a WWE writer. He got there, he did it, and no news as to like why he left or anything like that.
Good innings, though, six odd years.
Not a bad innings for a WWE writer. They come and go a lot.
Yeah, and I think, you know, maybe there's an argument to be made, like wrestlers, that they should have a take a break after a while and
they
come back.
Need
you know,
it,
we see it with bookers in particular that they just burn out. Maybe that's the case with writers, but yeah, he's got a hell of an experience there.
Yeah.
And I sense with that, he's not going to be struggling for offers afterwards if he even wants to do that sort
Hopefully,
of thing. He's had an incredible journey.
Yeah, all good lucks and wishes to him going forwards. I hope he does whatever it is that he wants to do.
Exactly. Right, let's move on to your Twitter questions at WhatCultureWWE if you want to get in touch with us. Of course, Matt Reigns starts us off, who writes, "Good morning, King of the Mic." I thought you did yesterday. "Good morning, King of the Mic, and hopefully Phil," brackets anybody besides Hamflet. "Which match are you both most looking forward to on Sunday after the interactions last night? It's Cassidy and Ospreay for Matt Reigns." He writes him again. "Cheers, guys." Yes, Forbidden goes down Sunday. We'll be doing a live stream for it. We talked all about it in this morning's news, talking all about AEW if you want to go and check that out. But yeah, it might be Ospreay versus Cassidy.
I think it might be Ospreay versus Cassidy, you know? It's a weird one. It's not what I had on my bucket list when I first think about Forbidden Door and the opportunities and potential matches that are there.
Yeah.
Definitely didn't have Will Ospreay versus Orange Cassidy on that. But I'm like, I'm really intrigued by this match. I think it's going to be very, very fun.
Yeah, I think potentially match of the night probably will just be the interim AEW championship because it's just one-on-one.
Yeah.
Just keep it simple. But
the All-Atlantic title match looks
great. The All-Atlantic title divides off nicely into pairs, doesn't it?
Miro, Ishii, Malakai and Pac. Like, that as a foursome is good.
Kazuchika Okada is probably going to be quite good as well.
Probably.
Along with Jay White and Adam Cole.
Normally is, I suppose.
Yeah, exactly. and Hangman Page as well, of course, in that match.
And Zach versus Mystery.
But yes, I was going to say, this guy,
Johnny Gargano, if it's Cesaro,
if it's
either
the
one,
Fiend.
Maybe not that one.
Yeah, I think that's more intriguing more than a guarantee. Although it is going to be a guaranteed good match because it's got Zack Sabre Jr. in it.
This is true.
I don't know, but I am very much looking forward to it, even if the build to it has been all over the bloody place. Let's be perfectly honest. Even if you are a massive AEW stan, search your feelings. You know it's true.
You will know it to be fact.
Yes. But yeah, as I said, join myself and Hamlet for the live stream for it on Sunday night, or if you're in the UK, Monday morning. Angela Dawn gives us our second question today. Well, it's less a question, more a request. She writes, "Greetings, King of the Mic and co-host." That's you.
That's my name. Don't wear it out. That's what they call me.
"Can Will Warren please wish me a happy birthday in Tony D'Angelo's accent?"
There it is.
Thank you.
This isn't Cameo.
Although. Do you think Tony would sue me? He was like, "Hey, you're taking money off my family's table. Hey, Angela Dawn, you fucking schmuck." Sorry, it's your birthday. "Hey. Hey, Dutch. Hey, Angela Dawn. Happy goddamn birthday. Hey, get yourself something nice.
Happy birthday."
Happy birthday, Angela. I hope you have a lovely day. A final question today. Colin, I picked Colin for a variety of different reasons.
Okay.
A, it's just a good question. B, it sort of segues nicely into reminding everyone that tomorrow is Wacky Friday.
Yay.
And along with announcing our Clash at the Castle tickets being on sale, we need your ridiculous, doesn't even have to be wrestling related questions. It's the last one without Andy Murray. It's the last one with me and Phil Chambers for a while, so have some fun with it.
Go big and go home.
Exactly. But also, Colin's Twitter handle is at hobblewobblers. So, congratulations to you, Colin. You've won the internet for today. Colin writes, "Good morning, King of the Mics."
Hey.
Plural. Which means, that means officially you get to have a go. See, it's good, isn't it?
It's quite good.
Hey, there it goes. What has been your favourite King of the Mic segment so far? He's written the hashtag, right.
The one where I kicked it into your face.
That was pretty good yesterday. So I'm going to ask a different question, Colin. I do hope that I'm allowed. What's been your favourite promo of this year so far?
I think there's only one, isn't there?
I agree.
I think it's made by a little guy called MJF.
You fucking marked!
I don't think
I've watched that about 10 times.
Yeah, and I'd say second best promo of the year is probably MJF versus CM Punk or something.
Yeah.
Third best promo of the year is probably MJF versus someone else. Like, he's probably got the top five locked.
Yeah. Out. Yeah, I mean, it's bad that when I read that and thought, oh, I'm going to ask Phil that different question instead, all I thought of was that image of him leaning over the top rope before his mic gets cut
Mark.
Off. Calling him a Mark. Saying, I just love that. Oh, see, all the executives are in tonight. It'd be a shame if someone ruined it. I think he's going to do something similar on Sunday, if I'm honest.
So.
I don't think he's going to attack anyone.
They need him back. They need to capitalise on this. They need to get him on TV. He's incredible.
Show him just in a skybox and be like, oh no, what's that little scamp going to do? I'm very excited for it nonetheless. But yeah, let us know your favourite promo of the year, because I can't think of any others other than my best friend. So there you go. But thanks to everyone for their questions. Deanne finally was on the news earlier. The tickets for Clash Near the Castle, they're going on sale tomorrow. We're going to have a big spot in that. We're definitely not going to remember at 5 to 9 tomorrow morning and just go... Oh, no, I've thought something, don't worry.
Hey.
I think we already have buttons in this office.
We have buttons.
Yeah, we're all good.
We've got buttons.
Right, let us know your thoughts in the comments. Like, share, subscribe. Subscribe to What Culture Wrestling. Big AEW today, day today on there. Reviewing Dynamite, looking ahead to Forbidden Door with the Dadley Boys. Plus, you can let us know your thoughts and Twitter questions. Weird ones for tomorrow's news.
WWE.
Watch there, follow both of us. Follow Phil Chambers at
Phil My Chambers, and you can follow Wilborn at
Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE. But for now, my thanks to Phil Chambers. Thank you for joining us, and we will see you soon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.